In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate two great martyrs of the Church. St. John Fisher, who was the Bishop of Rochester in England. He was the only bishop, the only one of all the English bishops to stand up to Henry VIII. The only one. Now, let me tell you the rest of the story. After they had been through Henry and his son Edward, and then there was a brief restoration of the faith under his daughter, Henry's daughter Mary, who was a good woman. You know, the Protestant propagandists called her Bloody Mary, but the bloody one was Elizabeth. When Elizabeth came and wanted the church to go back to being Protestant, none of the bishops went along, and there were several of the bishops who had complied with Henry VIII, and they refused. So they learned their lessons. But in any case, St. John Fisher, great bishop, he stood up for the faith, and he was actually sentenced to be hung, drawn, and quartered. That's how William Wallace Braveheart died in the movie. But the king showed mercy and just had him beheaded. Then we have his more famous counterpart, St. Thomas More. He's more famous because there was a movie about him, A Man for All Seasons. He was the Chancellor of England, what today we would call the Prime Minister. And he gave that all up. He gave up his wealth. He gave up his position rather than deny the faith. Now, sometimes people say that St. Thomas More is a martyr for religious freedom. No, he's a martyr for the faith, because Thomas More didn't die, but so that you can exercise your faith, whatever that might be, Buddhist, Muslim, Reformed, Rastafarian, it doesn't matter. No, he gave up his life for the Catholic faith. And as he said, he died the king's good servant, but God's first. He was obedient to the king as far as it was able, but he would not stand for the marriage or for the supremacy of Henry VIII over the church. Now, it's also important to remember that these were not the only martyrs. There were hundreds of Englishmen who died for the faith, and not just in a short period of time, over hundreds of years. But the sad part is that there were many more Englishmen who did not die for the faith. They conformed, whether they believed or not, and just went along with the king. Think about this. We hope it never comes to it. But should the faith become illegal, what are you going to do? Are you going to go along with it? Or are you going to stand up for the faith at the cost of perhaps everything, at the cost of perhaps even your life? Hope and pray and intend that you would be a martyr, a witness. Because remember what the Lord says. He says that he who denies me, I will deny. And we don't want to be denied by the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.